Hello.
Yes.
We're back again.
Yes, back again. Second time this week. Because we didn't fuck this up once already.
We completely fucked up. For reasons we will divulge, it's the first time it's ever happened, isn't it? Because really,
I'm genuinely surprised it's taken us like episodes.
How long have we been making podcasts for? What, 3 years now?
Four, because we made
four
that LMFG. We need a name cast for all three episodes that we did of that.
I swear it was six episodes.
No, well, we recorded four or five, but we only released three.
Okay, I'm gonna go back and listen to those at some point and just see how crap they are. But,
I might do that as well, because that, like, I don't know. I don't think they were bad. Just so unfocused on anything that we just got distracted. And because we did that whole, what have you been playing this week? And it was mostly just nothing, because you had a job and I played like one game all the time.
I had a job, but also I was living at home, so when I got in, I didn't have to do anything. So I just literally got in, had a shower, I was like, right, time to play some games. But now I have,
I think, no, that's the reason, like, the last few of those podcasts were just like, you'd be like, I got home and I just did nothing.
But we're not here to talk about the OMFG We Need a Name cast.
I mean, it is a good history lesson.
In how not to do podcasting.
Yeah. And also, because we have a historic show, sort of. Because it's old, so it's historic. Yeah. It's a snapshot from the early, late 80s.
We didn't actually explain why we fucked up. So what happened was, for the first time since doing the Co-Pilots podcast, and bear in mind we're in our third series of doing this show, we realised
over halfway through our third series.
Yeah, we started recording and we started talking about an episode, and then realised we were not talking about the same episode of that show. And like you said at the time, I was like, thank fuck we did that one first, because it would have been really annoying to do half the podcast and then go, oh, this is unusable.
Yeah, no, that would have been super annoying, and it would have been, for whoever ends up editing this, the worst, because it'd just be like, well, kind of have to make it sound like we recorded it all at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway, so we've resolved it. You've graciously watched another episode.
I have indeed. And now I understand what you were saying in that bit of possibly never going to see the light of day recording.
It'll be on the, like, end of year blooper reel.
Or the end of this one. I don't know.
Or the end of this one.
Depends how I feel. But, oh no, I might use it as a way to, like, test season 4 stuff, like visuals and shit. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But yes, everybody's favourite Bagman.
Yeah, so Law and Order, which is a TV show, which was one of the longest running dramas.
Oh yeah, it was like it ended in 2010, I think. So it ran for 20 years.
Just odd, as I still think of 2010 as being like, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. It's fucking 8.
I know, man. It's we're old now. Well, I am.
You are always old. So.
I am 5 days younger, however, than this TV show. So I win.
That's a shame.
Oh no, well, 6 days, because there are 31 days in October.
So Law and Order. What's the idea behind that then?
Well, the idea I like. The idea of showing, like, a bit of, like, the police side of things. And it's a bit more, like, I don't want to say mundane, but it's a bit more real.
Mundane.
So it's less like, hey, we've got, like, this mad, like, kidnapping case. It's like, you know, there's the, like, some patrol cops just like, this guy's been stabbed a bit.
It's a bit more grounded, I suppose.
Yeah.
You might
Which
say.
I quite like. And weirdly, I think how aged the film looks actually adds to that, because it's got that sort of, like, old sort of gritty feel. Which I think a lot of films and TV shows try to get, but the cameras are too nice.
That's true, actually. I remember to that point there was a film that came out, oh god, what was it, 2009? It was Public Enemies, and Johnny Depp's in it playing I think he's playing John Dillinger. Of course, that's all.
Isn't that
in
like
the
Al Capone
30s
sort
gangsters.
Of era?
Yeah, similar sort of time. And it was one of the very first films to be done with like proper serious HD cameras, and everything just looks really artificial because I don't know, you lose some of the warmth with.
And I guess also if you're used to building sets so that like the colours like pop on like old school cameras
on film, yeah,
then if you change to like HD cameras, those are all going to get like it's just exaggerated, so it would all look super fake.
And I think the frame rate is, because I think it must have had like a higher frame rate, because normal film is 24 frames per second, but it looked more like closer to, you know, maybe 60. I need to look that up, but it just looks smoother, so it just looked more fake. But yeah, the idea of like having the police like actiony bit going in doing the raids and arresting people, all that sort of stuff, and then mixing that with the
like
the
actual
court stuff,
court side of it,
the trials and things. That is what I thought Daredevil was going to be. Like, you'd have, you know, there'd be a case where Matt Murdock is the lawyer and he's like, you know, trying to get some evidence on this guy or whatever, he's trying to sentence someone, and then at night he goes out looking for that evidence as Daredevil. And I was like, oh well, that's clearly the way, you know, that would be quite a good idea.
That would actually make Daredevil much better. Like, I really like Daredevil,
thanks.
But I would have enjoyed, rather than it being like he sort of fucks up as a lawyer and then's like, well, guess there's no other choice, I better go beat the shit out of this guy.
Exactly. So, but yeah, like you said, the idea is good. The execution,
the thing, I don't know if I don't know if the execution's bad by today's standards or by the standards at the time.
I think probably it's, I think we're looking at this with sort of slightly more modern eyes, and obviously because we weren't around when it was originally on.
Yeah, I mean, there was a moment quite early on where I was like, uh oh. Because I was like, I think these guys might be racist. Especially because they just go,
oh, there's two blacks over there, they probably did it. Well, hang on.
Yeah, and it's just like, guys, that's stereotyping. That's not okay. But then, I snapped out of it because I was like, oh, it's just like a product of the times, I guess. Like, it's still not okay, but you can.
But
it's sort of like a little window into like that social stuff at the time.
Because, well, actually, yeah, to
and
that
probably
point,
now because it's America.
the thing that I was thinking is like they're going to interview these black suspects and they just have no evidence. And I was like, well, hang on a minute. Surely you need to have some sort of inclination as to. And then there's a bit later on where they're going through the flat.
Oh,
and
like, and she's just like, and that's the first time you've ever brought a search warrant. It was like,
I wrote that line down. And I was like, well, that, you know, just says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and he fucking got dusted.
The thing is, I think at that time you'd have just sort of gone, oh, it's just that's just how it is. But now you sort of go, is that how it actually was in the 80s in New York? Because that's insane.
Probably still isn't. You know, it's not probably not that dissimilar now. Like, have you seen that Louis Theroux documentary where he's in Philadelphia, and he's going out with the cops, and there's a real dodgy sequence where the police, like, they go, oh, something's going on over here, and this kid's just running down the street. You don't actually see it, but you see him, the camera gets to him as he's sort of coming round from being knocked out, and he's like, oh my god, what's going on? And he's like, oh, you run down the street and this guy just fucking elbowed him and knocked him out, this copper. And he's like, oh, why? I mean, and he's clearly not done anything. He's just running down the street just to get to, I don't know, his grandma's house or something, I think he says. But he's like, hang on a minute, this is a bit dodge.
Yeah, but then I guess that must be the time, I guess. Well, actually, no, yeah, it's still
well,
like
it wasn't. It was quite recent, this Louis Theroux thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're the people to, you know.
Well, no, yeah, because like we actually
racial
have
tensions in America.
No idea.
as
we're
two,
not American.
As two white British men, I feel very uncomfortable going, this is how you should be.
Well, we can tell America how they can be because, well, you know, they need to learn.
I think it's Al Murray said that America's like, it's an experiment that's just got a bit out of hand. It was a good idea at the time, just got a bit out of hand.
And now there's nothing we can do about it.
So yeah, so some councilman is attacked, and then it leads to like, he's actually corrupt.
Bag. The thing, like, I for the whole show, and I still haven't looked up because I'm so super professional, that I still don't know what a bagman is. I'm guessing they kill or attack people for the mob. At the start, I was like, yeah, it's not really flashy, like big kidnapping thing. They start with a mob story, so.
An agent who collects or distributes the proceeds of illicit activities. That's what a bagman is. A bagman is a person or paymaster designated to collect or distribute illicitly gained money.
Okay, that now everything makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't know, I felt like, I guess because I'm so used to the police part of it taking the whole show.
Yeah.
That I felt some of it was a bit rushed. But what I liked is that they had, there was a couple people that I recognised. And I was like,
William H. Macy.
Yep.
I recognised him.
And that's it. The guy who plays the guy who's going to like turn on all the mob people. He was actually in CSI.
Oh, right. Is that how...
Yeah, he was Jim Brass in CSI. The, like, grumpy police captain dude. And I was like, oh, it's you. But much younger and less grumpy and slightly slimmer.
Oh, yeah. I've just Googled him. I see what you mean now.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's weird because obviously I don't think of them having a career before I've seen them in things. but it was actually weird seeing William H. Macy in less of like a comedic role, because all I really know from is Wild Hogs, that beautiful film.
And what, the one with like Tim Allen and John Travolta?
Yeah,
I've not actually seen that.
It's if you want like a good film, nah, don't watch it. But if you want just a bit of a giggle and just some stupid shit to happen, yeah, it's funny. But I only really know him from like comedic roles, and I was like, oh, you're doing something different.
Have you seen Fargo, like the film Fargo?
No.
He's brilliant in that. He's so good in that. He plays basically like the Martin Freeman character.
Oh really?
I think that's who Martin Freeman's like. That's the character he's supposed
to
play.
That reminds me, I still need to watch more. I need to watch more Tin Star. That's what I need to do.
Oh, don't fucking bother. Jesus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, it lost its way hard. Like, because we were watching it for our weekly neighbour night with other people across the hall from us, so we'd do on a Monday. We each do dinner for everyone and then, like, work our way through a series. And we were going through Tin Star, and it starts amazingly.
Like
we said,
one.
The pilot was wicked, and then the next two were pretty good. And then we were just like, this is fucking shit.
Does it get, like, just super convoluted?
It's not that. It's more the fact that there are these three guys who... You find out who shot his kid pretty early on. I think it's episode 2, I think, you find out who it is. And he's working with these other two blokes. And it's like, they're in a different show. Like, they think they're in some sort of comedy caper, crime caper sort of thing, and Tim Roth and the other people in the family are playing this super serious, super real drama thing, and it just doesn't blend at all, and it's just fucking crap.
I might still watch it up until it gets shit.
Yeah,
because I might find something
really
I like in it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there's flares of brilliance, but it just doesn't hang together. The tone of it all over the place.
Yeah, because I guess sometimes also there's a difference with watching stuff alone and watching things in a group. Because to watch it in a group, there has to be a sort of group consensus that it's good.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. But we all decided, do you know what? This isn't that great.
Yeah.
So we've started watching Safe now, and that's really good.
Ah, intrigue.
But that's not Law and Order, which we've not really talked about all that much. I've got to be honest, I got quite bored.
Yeah, no, I stopped paying attention. Sort of. When they did, like, the FBI surveillance stuff, I was like, oh, cool, this is happening, and I was just looking up. Yeah. Like,
and then I looked
up. Looking
up like,
where I recognise people from.
And then, like, the part where, like, he goes into the restaurant to meet the mob, I was like, oh, there's only one way this is ended, and he just, like, goes and shoots them. And then gets shot to fuck. I was like, okay, well, that's great. The ending I found a bit strange, but I guess that it's the format of the show, but I just wasn't familiar with it. That
I think, yeah, they sort of take
it
through, like,
real cases.
Yeah. And the thing, it hung on the screen for so long, I was like, is this... is there more after this? And it was like, oh no, there's like 2 seconds of credits and it just cuts to the episode. And I was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
I
also kind of
like
that
same
they didn't...
reaction.
It's this sort of... Like, it seems to sit in this weird middle ground of like... They take the like criminal case to a certain point and then they go, yeah, well, this is done.
Yeah, it was like they just abandoned it. It was like, oh, we've run out of time, never mind. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think... Actually, the other episode that I've watched actually does more Law than Order.
Okay.
So I think they get the criminal proceedings underway a lot earlier.
Yeah.
So, well, at least there's some, like... And the lawyers and the police seem to have more interaction in that one than this one.
Hmm. I reckon if you cherry-picked, like, if you Googled it, like, top 10 Law and Order episodes, I reckon there's probably some really decent ones in there, just like, you know, Monster of the Week episodes. But another thing that I completely struggled with, like, this is probably my biggest barrier with it, every single character is literally their job role and that's it. You don't find out anything else about any character. You don't know what their living situation is, you don't know their relationship status, you don't know anything about them. It's literally, he's the district attorney. He is being the district attorney. He's a cop. He is being an on the beat cop.
Yeah,
and
I mean, I wonder if that develops through
him.
The show, because maybe
I imagine it's got to, right?
Yeah, because like maybe because you can't just sort of go these other. I suppose it makes him super replaceable.
That's true, but I was thinking about this, right? I think in some media that completely works, right? Because I've been playing God of War recently. And in the early God of War games, a huge criticism of the character Kratos is he's just a ball of rage. But if you're playing through a video game where the object is you just kill as many things as you can and
that's
in
really,
the coolest way
that's
you
kind
can,
of all
that,
you need.
That completely works, and that's valid. It's like that's what I had a big argument with someone at uni about Judge Dredd, and I was like, cause obviously I love Judge Dredd. I have a Judge Dredd tattoo. He's got no feet, but I love Judge Dredd. But something, a problem I've always had with him is how infallible he is with his, no, the law must be obeyed. He would be a more interesting character where cracks appear. And probably it's you know, I haven't read enough Judge Dredd. But
that genuinely sounds like my D&D character. Because he is
Judge
like,
Dredd.
Sort of, except a dwarf. no, because he's just like, all like, yeah, for the greater good. And it's just like,
yeah.
Well, like, in our
Stanford.
Like, in our one of our first sessions, we burnt a village to like clear it of monsters. We didn't evacuate everyone first. We just went, well, off you fuck, like burn.
Bloody hell.
Then I'm pretty sure like we're not good guys. We're not the bad guys, but we are not good guys.
You're like chaotic good, or chaotic neutral, or something.
I mean, technically, my character's just lawful, not lawful neutral. It's like something skewed off to like, but it's something neutral, because he's just like, well, I will do evil for good. But then he saved an angel, so now he's all like fucking oil over the place. It's great. But yeah, I might look through and cherry pick some episodes for me.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not going to sit and watch it all. I'm not watching 20 years of TV.
I'd be interested to like.
I'd be interested to see how it
see
evolves.
What the, you know, if there are standout, I'm sure there are, if there are standout episodes, I'd be quite interested to see, like, those. But as you say, I'm not going to sit down and watch all that when I've got so many other things to watch. So, including Criminal Minds.
Yeah. Criminal Minds is fucking awesome.
A much better show. Do you know what I was doing while I was watching this?
Masturbating.
Yes.
over the episode about like a woman being kidnapped.
It's just cages. I love them. I stuck my phone on the windowsill and plugged it into my speaker, and I watched it while I was doing the washing up, and I had a whale of a time.
Yeah, no, I really liked it. Although apparently, Extreme Aggressor is the first episode of season one, and the first part of the two-part. Oh right, two-part season. Okay, I thought it was like two-part episode, and I was like, oh shit.
Well, even if it is, I've only watched half of it
true.
We're on the same page.
But the thing is,
so
it wrapped
fine.
Up so nicely, so I was like, this is not this is not half of it.
Oh, I loved the ending of that episode. That's one of the best endings for an episode. So, basically there's like your, you know, standard team of FBI investigators and stuff.
Really? It started sort of in the same way that NCIS started.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you see a crime happen, and then you get the team together on a plane. This time it's not Air Force One, though.
That is a shame, as George Bush is not there.
Yeah, that's still the most bizarre cameo I've ever seen in a TV show.
That was fucking weird.
Yeah, no, when we were watching that, you sent me a text saying, George fucking Bush. And then you got the same text from me when I watched it, and I was like...
Something that so basically on this team there is brought back
Gideon,
a character called Gideon. So he is alluded to that he's been away due to post traumatic stress disorder, isn't it? There's something that's happened and he's had to take time off, and now he's back.
It's but sort of like his character kind of reminds me a bit of Will Graham from Hannibal.
Yeah,
like between season one and two, where he's just like sort of gone a bit like, oh no, maybe I'm a cannibal.
There's flecks of you know, Hannibal, and also the one that, you know, the bloke with the character, he really reminded me of is Sherlock. He's a bit too close for me in that sense. For like, this is something I really struggle with them, because it can be entertaining, but shows where there's like an investigator and there's one investigator who has an almost supernatural ability to like reason things out and work things out, it does sometimes be a bit like, you're stretching it there.
Yeah, I think the difference between Gideon and Sherlock is that he has to rely on everyone else to kind of prove it. So he sort of goes, this is who we're looking for, and then just goes, well, to figure it out, and it's like, super helpful.
You're just a shit Jonathan Creek, mate.
Yeah, he's just, well, we're looking for this type of person, and it's just like, okay, that's cool. And he's just like, well, I mean, I don't know how to find them. Like, I'm just a profiler.
There's a lot of references in the show as well. Like, you get a lot of criminals being referenced. Like, they mentioned Ted Bundy and Berkowitz and Charles Manson and Jeffrey Dahmer. A lot of music gets referred to, like Metallica. And then there's these weird bits where, like, Gideon will just say, oh, Joseph Conrad said, and then just give like a quote from Hearts of Darkness, and Winston Churchill said, there's all these really weird quotes from, you know, people who are famous for, you know, either literary or, you know,
criminal psychology
speech
stuff.
It's just odd. Like, there's a philosopher, a prime minister, who's Emerson. I feel like I should know Emerson.
No, I'm not sure.
Anyway, Joseph Conrad, an author. So it's just weird. But something I did really like is when they're looking for the serial killer, and he gains a profile of the guy by looking at how he plays Go, which is like a really complicated board game.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like board games getting a shout out.
Doesn't happen often.
No, it's, and the trouble is, it's normally around serial killers, so.
That's where you feel most comfortable, isn't it? It's where you do a lot of your best work, around serial killers.
Yeah.
Also, how annoyed were you? It was like, okay, we need to find a CD that he plays all the fucking time. And you're like, we'll check the laptop then.
Yeah, no, it was quite annoying. So I was just like,
I wonder if in 2004, when this would have been made, it probably was a bit more unusual to play music through a laptop rather than like a CD player. So I definitely had a CD player with like really nice speakers, and it was just a CD player. Nowadays, you just put it in a laptop or something, don't you?
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I used a CD.
I use CDs like if I'm in a car still, because that's just because my car doesn't have an auxiliary port.
Yeah, no, I just got like one of those little shitty FM transmitter things.
Oh, they never worked for me. They always just completely fucked up.
It's all about finding the right frequency. 88 works actually really well for most of the country. There's only a couple of places that it's a bit weird. Like
88 to 91 FM, it's Radio 2.
Yeah, but for the most part, the 88 part of that band isn't really used.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it's if you can get lower than 88, sort of like 88 and lower. Like, yeah, the trouble is a lot of the time you have to like change it as you're driving around. Like, I'd have to change it like a couple of megahertz driving between Hastings and Southampton. It's really annoying. But once you know where you have to change it, you're like, yeah, it's cool. I like that one of the bits of trivia on this page is just the Metallica CD did not contain Enter Sandman.
Oh yeah, there was something in the back of my head that sort of picked up on that.
But then I suppose
Some Kind of Monster came out in... Well, hang on, I thought Some Kind of Monster came out in 2006, and this came out in 2005. I must be wrong then, it must have come out.
It came out in 2003.
Did it really?
But the thing is, I suppose Enter Sandman's a pretty famous song, I guess.
I think it's probably their best known song.
Yeah, so you might see Metallica and go, oh, off the top of my head, a Metallica song about an insomniac who can't sleep all the time. Enter Sandman might be the one, might it?
But no, I really like this. I would much rather watch, like, if I had to sit down and watch a series of either Law and Order or this, it'd be this, easily.
Yeah. Where does it compare to, like, the other crime shows that we've done so far?
Do you know what? I think you're probably on top. I think I'd probably prefer it to, like, NCIS and CSI.
I actually think I agree with you, because, like, psychology's just so much more interesting, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Like, just looking back at, like, previous series as well, we've not really done that many, like...
Yeah,
we're quite crime-heavy this year.
Yeah. Well, it's because we sort of saved them up for literally this season.
We're crime and horror heavy. The tail end of this, the second half of this year, we are going horror heavy.
For the moment, it just ornates between the two, and then there's like, no, I was looking like Dirk Gently. No, that's a detective agency show. Nope. Numbers is also that. Star Trek. That is not.
Well, don't give away. Don't give away too much. That one is, I imagine.
Yeah, and...
Ish.
I'm not sure. Hustle, maybe?
These? So you've given away... these two.
Yeah. And also the two above that as well.
I found a DVD of that just in the flat. I completely forgot I had it.
Oh, I think I have a DVD of that somewhere as well.
I seem to remember you had a DVD of it. But anyway,
Well,
I'll tell you what, you'll find out what we're talking about on the 26th of December. So Boxing Day. Woohoo! You'll know what we're talking about.
That's an exciting time to be alive. Considering it's like July now.
Fuck it is, isn't it? Jesus. Wait, no it's not. I mean, in real terms it is, but...
In terms of when people might be hearing this for the first time, it's July. it feels so weird to be so far ahead, because we're normally so hard playing catch up so hard.
Well, I think because the first half of the year, like up to like what was it here, pretty much. In fairness, pretty much here. So 12 episodes in, we did pretty much perfectly, and then we dropped a couple of weeks for 13, 14, and now hopefully we'll be back on track for 15.
Yeah. Well, no, we're doing it. We haven't missed one yet. I mean, we've come close. I have edited some day off, so...
Yeah.
I didn't mean to close that. Why did I do that?
But yeah, Criminal Minds is good.
I've seen odd episodes of Criminal Minds later on.
Oh, really?
And there are some really, like, interesting ones. There's one I'm actually just going to try and find, because I need to remember, like, what it was about. Oh, crap, there are so many seasons of this. the character should be notable, because he was... It's Jackson Rathbone from Twilight, and I was like, huh, I bet this will be shit. But he was actually really good.
Who he?
He's Jasper in Twilight. But I
Jasper.
Would love to tell you who he was in this.
Oh, is he someone? No.
He's a criminal in this. And it's from a much like later episode. But he plays like someone with like multiple personalities. And,
really?
And one of them is a serial killer, but he can't remember what happens as the other. So they do an interview with like one personality and then arrest him as his, another personality again, because they're like, we think it's you. Because I think like fingerprints or something matches on the first one, and he's just like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they're like, he doesn't fit the profile. But then they catch him out as about as like his other personality, and the other personality's just like, yeah, I did it, and then he like switches back or something in the interview. It's incredible.
That sounds wicked.
Yeah, I have no idea what episode it is though.
I really like it. I did.
Oh,
I do
really
like it
for an episode. I'm probably actually just gonna start just working my way through it.
Do it. Why not? It's good fun.
And also, it seems like one of those things that every episode is kind of like self-contained enough.
Yeah.
That it's a pick up and play sort of thing, rather than a.
There's a couple of moments of dodgy CGI, as I remember.
It's weird because in these, I don't notice them so much in these. Like in TV shows.
Mm. But then I remember thinking that about Buffy, and that was when I was watching Buffy. So I'd love to go back and see like the fucking hell mouth opening now in the series finale that was filmed in 2002.
I bet that's great.
Oh man, Buffy was wicked.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot Aaron Paul turns up and does a crime, I guess.
Oh yeah, I saw that. He was a guest star.
Yeah, but no, I really liked it. I think it is probably one of the best crime shows we've watched.
Very
so far.
Good.
And actually, of all of the crime shows on this list that I've seen already, it's probably pretty up there. And yeah, no, I'm probably going to watch some more of it. I can't remember if I had to buy it or not, though. If I had to buy it, I'm probably.
I did. I'd be quite interested to add up how many pilots I've bought on Amazon, actually.
Oh, I might actually just see. Oh, if you had to buy it on Amazon, it's not on Prime, is it? Oh, I hate it when things aren't on Prime.
Is it not?
I don't know. I think it's there, but like, it's not
that
free.
Makes sense. Sorry, I just wasn't really thinking.
How much is season? If I don't want to buy it in HD, you don't save that.
It's £1.89 an episode.
Yeah, well, it's like £12 to buy the whole season. I might just do that at some point.
I did that with Atlanta. Just bought the whole. Actually, that's the point. Atlanta Series 2 should be out soon.
Ew. Yeah, most of my shows are finished for the year, which is sad.
17th of June. Oh, that's annoying. So 10 days. 10 days' time. Oh man,
what are you gonna do for those 10 days?
Nothing. Hey, it comes out the Sunday when you're down.
Oh really?
Oh wait, yeah. Except I've got to be somewhere that Sunday. I've got to kick you all out in the morning, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's fine. I knew that. You've already mentioned it's why everyone's coming down on Friday.
Good. As long as you're up to date, because I did have to remind you.
I did completely forget. I'm so glad you reminded me. Otherwise, I'd have turned up. At some point later in the, because I couldn't remember if it was June or July, so I was like, okay, it's one of these two.
But yeah, okay, I think that's it for Law and Order and Criminal.
I feel like
Minds.
We actually gave Law and Order a lot more time, and then just said, yeah, Criminal Minds is pretty good.
That's just all there is to say. Like, you know, it's great. It is really good.
And the thing
as
is,
a bit
like,
of a
I think
Sherlock thing.
Yeah, but. I think actually going into detail about what happened in the episode would ruin it for anyone who wants to watch it.
Yeah.
Especially, like, just the first episode. And for the most part, I don't really mind, but because it's so focused on, like, solving the crime.
Yeah.
Be a little bit... We gave away the laptop's password, but apart from that...
Eh, that's not a major plot point, is it? That's just part of the riddle.
No. So. I think it's just a way to introduce... Like, part of what it was, the laptop thing, I think, is just to introduce you to the tech support, whose name I can't remember, yeah. And I feel really
no,
bad.
No, I can't.
But no, I actually liked most of the characters.
Yeah, me too.
And also, it was nice to see, for 2 weeks in a row, is it DJ Qual?
DJ Qualls.
Yeah, was just in both of them, and I was, he turned up, and I was like,
"That's who
he,
I knew
you.
He looked familiar." It's like, I know who that is. I didn't twig that it's fucking DJ Qualls.
Yep. What's impressive is in the spreadsheet that no one ever sees. Legit and Criminal Minds are one after the one after each other in the same
yeah.
column, and he's in both of those.
I don't think he's in the next thing. He might be in that, but I don't know. I'm really looking forward to next week. I think it's going to be good. One of them is going to be very difficult to talk about. So what we're going to do next week is we are talking about Bates Motel and Twin Peaks.
It is.
The David Lynch TV show. And David Lynch is a fucking nutter. Have you ever seen any of Twin Peaks?
I haven't. I'm just looking to see if I've seen anything that he's done.
So you have no, David Lynch, The Fly, Elephant Man?
Nope.
Lost Highway?
Nope.
Shit, what's it called? It's the name of the road. Oh, it's driving me mad, I can't remember. Blue Velvet?
Nope.
Blue Velvet is incredible. Well, I was about to say Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me, but... Yeah.
Nope. Lost Highway? Nope. Is that the name of the road one you were thinking of?
No. There's one. It's named after a place in LA. This is driving me crazy.
Lady Blue Shanghai?
Nope.
I mean, I'm literally...
Mulholland Drive. Mulholland Drive. Mulholland
no, I haven't
Drive.
Seen either.
This
is going to be incredible for me. Not knowing what to expect going in.
So you have no idea what a David Lynch thing looks like.
No. Is it
good
more
fucking
mad
luck.
Than Legion?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Legion is like diet David Lynch.
Okay, what about Clockwork Orange?
I've not seen Clockwork Orange, but he's not
How are you
quite
a film
as... Yeah, I get that a lot. I don't think he's quite as obsessive as Kubrick was when it comes to, like, you know, things within the frame.
Okay, that's fine. If it's less mad than Clockwork Orange, I'll be fine. Because I really enjoy Clockwork Orange.
I'm not sure. It's got a great opening theme tune, Twin Peaks. But this, I will warn you this, the pilot episode of Twin Peaks is a 90-minute episode.
That's fine. I got time.
Cool. I've got the DVD somewhere. I'll have to dig that out and watch it over the weekend. Because I actually have a weekend of not doing anything.
That's
which
exciting.
Is rare.
Ah, oh, if I wasn't busy,
God of War,
we could have played Overwatch or not.
Like, for ages.
I know.
Oh, well, I'll just level up without you. Do you know, if you go, like, over 10 levels above your mate, you can't play online with them.
Really?
Yeah.
But no,
we were
matchmaking when I was, like, level 2 or 3. And you were,
yeah,
like,
but then I was only sort of level 10. I don't think I was level 25 at that point, because I'm only just level 45 now.
Yeah, no, but no, we matched because I had... You were, like, 23 because we were getting close to competitive.
Oh, no.
And then I had to restart my account. So I think it might just be in competitive. You can't queue together.
Yeah. Oh, that yeah, that might make
Which
sense.
Is fine because we don't play that anyway, so...
Perhaps I've misremembered that. We should at some point. Anyway, so yeah, Twin Peaks, Bates Motel. Bates Motel I'm looking forward to because I love Psycho.
I'm looking forward to both of them because we haven't really done horror TV before.
No.
Because Scream's... Well, I don't know, like, horror sort of psycho stuff.
Yeah. But the next, like, sort of 4 or 5 weeks, and when we get down to this one, that one, I know that's going to be an absolute banger of a week. Week 22, so October. Halloween! Our Halloween special is going to be fucking off the chain.
I know. I literally did that on purpose.
I'm going to have a bang at like some stuff. Anyway, so yeah, cheers for listening, Zara.
Yeah, that's really it.
That is it, isn't it? I've just found my DVD of The Wire.
That's good.
Oh no, I've given it away.
Matt, we didn't mention it for the hard. I could bleep it out, but I don't know if I want to.
Nah, don't bother. Right, toodle pip.
Goodbye.
Stay safe. Or not. Why not? Good now. 3, 2, 1. Ah, oh, we got it, finally.
Fourth time lucky.
Rich got the clap right this time. Ha, you got the clap.
Yeah.
Here's another one of them there podcast things.
We're doing it. We're getting through them.
Woo!
See, the end of July now.
Is that where we are? Jeez.
I know. Over halfway through the year, / episodes of recording these.
I've accidentally opened a program on my computer that I didn't mean to open.
Oh dear.
Oh, we are for this year, aren't we? Jesus. Where is this year going, by the way? It's like.
Into the past.
Super duper.
Where
quick.
All years go to die.
Oh, I've just seen what we're doing next week. Next week's going to be a good one. But this one, this week, is going to be good also, maybe. It's going to be half good. So. Which of the two shows this week would you like to discuss?
Oh, the one about catching criminals.
Could you be more specific?
The one about catching criminals and then following it through to trial?
Don't. Wait, no, hang on, that's right. Do they do that in...
No, they don't do that. They only do that in one of the two shows.
Okay, let's do that
and
one.
And I'm not telling you which one.
I think it's called Bad Boys.
Police and Lawyers.
Yeah. Police and Thieves in the Streets.
Yeah. Also, chronologically, it is correct. This TV show is older than I am.
That's fucking old.
Which is actually, I was surprised to find out when it was originally released.
To find something in this world older than you. Yeah, maybe.
No, just surprised that how sort of well the show's aged.
Yes. Wait, no, sorry, not that one. Do you think?
I mean, I don't. It doesn't look new, but it
looks like balls.
I don't know. The version I watched was not too bad.
Wait, we definitely watched the same one. Right, because there's this mad thing with Law and Order that, like, the episode that is the pilot, which is what we're going by as per the one on YouTube for you and Amazon Prime for me, is actually the 6th episode of the first series.
That is not the one I watched.
Which one did you watch?
Episode 1.
Which is the one with Halsey, right?
It's the Doctor one.
Doctor?
Yeah.
Which one's the Doctor one?
Prescription for Death.
Oh, okay, we've watched different episodes.
We're professional. We know what we're doing.
Okay, well, I guess we'll abandon this one. Fuck. We can't really do it if we're...
No. No, we can't, can we?
Right, delete this. Never mind.
No, keep.